those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
It is certainly spooky movie season, 100%. And they put out a list that I just saw earlier today of the top three movies that you saw as a child that scarred you for life.
Okay.
And I was thinking about it. I'm looking at these and I'm like, I wonder if you rewatch these movies now as an adult, would those scenes still scare you as much, right?
Well, it depends on the movie.
The first movie that scared you as a kid and stuck with you, The Flying Monkeys and The Wizard of Oz.
Your army to the haunted forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. Take special care of those ruby slippers. I want those most of all. Fly! Fly!
Yeah, I definitely remember that, right? And I remember thinking distinctly as a child, why are my parents making me watch this? Right? Like Wizard of Oz, you know, was a big epic event. It still is when they play it on television, right? Because it's long and it's involved and it reminds you, gives you all those flashbacks. But I remember.
Some people are so obsessed with The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Like, it's become basically their lifestyle at this point. It's a whole group of people.
Besides the fact that you can't fly and, you know, witches aren't real. But I get what you're saying,
but
right?
But, you know, because then there was Wicked and it's just branched out in the Broadway version. And now, you know, with the new one that's coming out.
This movie looks incredible.
With Ariana Grande. Right. I'm wondering, is it going to live up to the hype? And that movie was terrifying if you were a kid.
Sure.
Everything about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's dark parts of the story, right? And a lot of times with any of those stories, there's going to be some dark parts. When you see that brought to life, well, it's a lot.
How about number two, the boat scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Hang on, where are we going?
I don't know, but I don't like the looks of that tunnel up there. Hey, Wonka, I want off!
Come on, keep trying, buddy! What? We're going too fast! We're going to sink, I know!
And there's a lot.
This isn't funny, Wonka.
You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka.
You're right. I can't.
I mean, he's so creepy at the end.
A lot of panic.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of panic. I mean, that movie's got a lot of stuff.
For me, what scared me about that movie is when Violet blew up like a big blueberry.
Yes, and was floating.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That terrified me, and that stuck with me forever. I don't think I had blueberries till I was 27.
Yeah.
I think that was a real thing.
The floating up near the fan, all that, like all that. I mean, there's a lot in that movie.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder's terrifying.
You know, also, having to live in a house with, like, you know, 20 of you. And you're sleeping in the same bed as your grandpa, and he's got those feet hanging out of the bed. That's also creepy.
I couldn't understand why he was always in bed.
Yeah.
There's so many parts of that movie that are so creepy and weird.
But you promise him a bit of chocolate, and he just hops right up.
And now he's fine.
Grandpa was like, you know, somebody should have been outside watching for Workman's Comp.
And the number three movie that haunted you as a child, and it still stays with you. And I forgot about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the clip, I was like, oh, my gosh, yes. Do you remember the movie Witches? That Angelica Houston was in it, and then they take off their wigs. Oh my gosh.
No, I don't remember.
Man, remove your shoes. You may remove your wigs. The door, I say locked and bolted.
Locked and bolted.
What?
Witches of England. Your disgrace. Miserable witches. You're good for nothing, worm!
I forgot all about this movie. So this
I don't
is,
remember.
So The Witches is based on Roald Dahl's adaptation. So if you were, so it came out in 1990. So I was probably like, I was maybe 10 years old at the time.
Mm.
So we had just read this book at school. And then everybody went to go see the movie, which was a children's movie.
Yeah.
And that was creepy because when you see those witches take off their wigs and peel off their faces and
Was it one of those times where the movie lived up to the book? Because that's not all that often.
When you're 10,
right.
Does it really matter?
I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
What was the movie that you saw as a kid that haunts you? And would it still scare you to this day? 1-800-330-9999. What was the movie that terrified you as a kid? And did it stand the test of time? If you rewatched it now, would you still be scared? Top three movies, the flying monkey scene in The Wizard of Oz, the boat scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the unmasking scene in The Witches.
Well, I mean, obviously these are generational, right? These are movies that were out and people were playing for kids when they were younger. Back when some of us might have been younger. Not necessarily all kids are seeing these at this point, but maybe you shouldn't because they're scary and they stick with you all this time.
1-800-330-9999. Christina, what was the movie that scared you as a kid?
Well, there's two of them, actually. So one of them doesn't scare me anymore, but that
romantic movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Mm.
I was terrified of that demon scene when they took away his friend.
Yes, yes. When, yeah, in the subway scene where they take the other guy, or the street scene is also scary too, but yeah, when they take his friend and drag him away.
Yeah, and then the other one that still kind of freaked me out, I can't stand look at him, E.T.
Oh, come on.
E.T. was creepy for me, too. That E.T. was scary looking.
You don't have to snuggle with him.
No, his finger.
You just got to be friends with him.
No.
I mean, but when he looks sick.
E.T. Home phone.
When he's not doing good, when he's dying.
When Drew Barrymore opens that door and she screams, I scream, too.
I mean, he was in a dress at that point.
Mm.
Hey, Kim, scary movie that stuck with you.
Okay, Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds absolutely traumatized me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
To this day, when I see like a lot of birds in one place, it comes right back to me.
Are you a big Hitchcock person at all?
No, I'm scared of all that stuff too. Plus, it was black and white, so because I was in the age where when I started watching black and white, I thought I was dumb. We already had color. I wasn't going back at that point, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, protect your eyes. Protect your eyes.
Yeah.
Lois, what was the movie that terrified you as a kid?
1978, Carrie.
They're all gonna laugh at you! They're all gonna laugh at you! They're all gonna laugh at you!
Yeah, also, terrible, terrible movie.
Yeah, I never saw it. I whenever things are scary, and at that point it was well-known scary,
yeah.
I just avoided it completely.
I mean, there's lots of Stephen King movies that don't translate, but that one really does. It's bad.
Oh.
It's disturbing.
Yeah. How about you? What was the movie that you saw when you were a kid? And did it stand the test of time? Does it still terrify you? 1-800-330-9999. There's some movies that when you see them as a child, they are so scary, or there's a specific scene that you remember, and it stays with you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Top three scary scenes of all time. Number one, the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. Number two, the boat scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Personally, I thought Violet blowing up like a blueberry was much more terrifying, but okay.
There was a lot of disturbing parts of that movie.
Absolutely. And number three, the unmasking scene in The Witches, which I was surprised made the list. But what was the movie that scared you as a kid? And the big question is did it stand the test of time? If you watch it now as an adult, does it still freak you out? 1-800-330-9999. Oscar.
What do you mean when I was little? Even to this day, the movie It, like, still to this day, I walk around with a slingshot and a pair of my grandma's earrings in my pocket. Like, I don't like clowns, I don't like sewers, and I don't like any dark spaces at all. I just don't do red balloons. Like, the movie It, still to this day, has me.
Hiya, Georgie. What a nice boat. Do you want it back?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Now we aren't strangers.
I mean, that terrifies me now as an adult. It's definitely scary.
Forgive me for maybe being naive, but why do you have your grandmother's earrings in your pocket?
That's what helped kill the clown. Like, I'm an original It baby, like
right.
George, red balloon, in the sewer. I don't do clowns at all.
I get
just
it.
Because of that.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't like clowns.
1990. That's a lifetime that's sticking with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya, how about you? What was the movie that terrified you as a kid?
I don't know if a lot of people have heard of this one, but Arachnophobia.
The Jennings family has just moved to the small town of Canaima in search of a simpler life.
Want to blow up a bullfrog?
Okay.
It's the perfect place, except for one pesky little problem.
Come with me and look at the web.
The web?
That movie has scarred me for the rest of my life. I'm still to this day afraid to turn off my lamps in the house because of how the spider just dropped down and bit the hand of, I think it was an older lady. I haven't watched the movie in years because it still scarred me about
yeah.
that.
Jeff Daniels.
So, yeah,
That was another 1990 movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, you know what? Arachnophobia, what I remember about that one, Anna?
What?
Lots of webs, and the first time that I probably saw a spider come out of somebody's mouth.
Oh,
yes.
No. If you're young enough, that stays with you definitely, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check your bananas. That's all I'm going to tell you. Check your bananas.
Oh, I'm reading, like, the Wikipedia synopsis, and it doesn't sound good. The spider escapes from the coffin. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Hard no. Gets picked up by a crow and bites the bird. That's it. I'm good.
See that? These spiders go everywhere.
Rosie, what was the movie that terrified you as a kid?
Actually, it wasn't a movie. It was a video. Thriller.
Oh.
Yeah, Thriller.
Michael Jackson's Thriller. Till this day, I will not watch that.
I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael?
I'm not like other guys.
That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
Are you all right?
Get away!
Wait, I could see being a child and being scared by that.
Oh,
I think by the first time I saw it, I was older, and I mean, the choreography is just so cool.
Incredible.
But the
eyes and the face, like, melting, changing. Oh, and the scratches.
And the voice. Oh, well, the little.
Vincent. Yeah. I mean, that guy was absolutely incredible. Vincent Price. And then the hands coming out of the dirt. Hands coming up out of dirt always scares me. It's creepy.
I mean, of course. I'm still, imagine you use hands coming out of dirt. Mm. Terrifying. 1-800-330-9999. What was the movie you saw as a kid? Terrified you and still stands the test of time. What was the movie that terrified you as a kid? And if you still watch that scene now, does it scare you still to this day? If you missed it earlier, the top three scenes that people said was number one, the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz.
Scary.
Number two, the boat scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, the unmasking scene in The Witches, that 1990 movie. That one scared me because I was young and I had just read the book. And then when you see it in like person, whoa.
Why would they do these things to kids?
Why would they? These witches.
Mm-hmm.
Candy, how about you? What was the movie that terrified you as a kid?
Urban Legend.
Thought about you know that
what? One. I'm trying to remember. So, what was the scene?
There's someone in the back seat.
Someone's in the back seat!
Oh, right. When you get in the car.
Yeah. Total eclipse of the heart is playing, and then all of a sudden, she's no more.
I mean, you remember the song. Like, it's really with you.
It sticks with you.
Yeah. When you get in the car and don't check the back seat. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, gosh. Always. This is the season now where I'm constantly checking the back seat, checking the trunk, looking in the back. Oh, gosh.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day. Make sure you check your seat.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, scary movie that still sticks with you after all these years.
That would be The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good one. In particular, really, when she starts cussing at the priest, that was kind of for me. I was like, whoa!
Yeah. The head totally spinning around still haunts me.
Yeah.
By this sign of the holy cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Damien!
If it hadn't been made into so many memes at this point, I think it would still scare me more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Melissa, what was the movie that terrified you when you were a kid?
Cujo.
Oh, yeah. That one really did it for me, too.
Yeah, I don't remember the movie, like, really at all because I was really young, and I never watched it since.
Oh.
And, of course, as I got older, we got a Alaskan Husky pet, a dog for a pet, and my mom named it Cujo.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. Some moms. Right. Okay. I actually just watched it a couple weeks ago for the first time in forever. And, like, the impending doom of it all when they come up to drop off the car for repair. Oh, gosh.
Raven, I know that you want to talk about your movie that's been... this. If I have to hear Raven talk about this dumb movie one more time, go ahead so you can finally get it off your chest and I never have to hear about it
again. You wait till they're talking about this movie come award season.
It's not, that's not a real thing.
Wait, because it's a thing that's going to happen.
It's not.
So it's not just a thing for me lately to just watch scary movies. Like, I am looking up what are the scariest movies that are coming out right now. And people are split on this one, but I got to tell you, Long Legs, Nicolas Cage is back.
There she is, the almost birthday girl. Oh, but it seems I wore my long legs today.
Oh, when Nicolas Cage wears his long legs, Anna. I still actually don't know what long legs means, but I'll tell you right now, that movie has been disturbing me. It's still been in my mind. I've watched it three times. I still can't figure out exactly what the end is. I don't know if it's over. That's the problem. I don't know if it's over. He could come for you today.
All right. Yeah. You're a grown man. That didn't scare you as a child.
I'm going to show you scenes and you'll be terrified.
I don't want to. 1-800-330-9999. The movie that terrified you when you were a kid and has it stood the test of time? What was the movie that terrified you when you were a kid, or the movie scene that got you? And did it stand the test of time? Do you watch it today and it still gives you the ick? You're like, ah!
The thing that's wild to me is everybody has one. Everybody has at least one. Plenty of people are calling with two or three. Like, there's a lot. People want to share, Anna. They're still afraid.
Alice, what was the movie that terrified you as a kid?
Oh, my gosh. For me, it was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That child catcher scene, the man with the big hawky nose and the big giant net over his shoulder.
Mm.
And tiptoed.
Cream puffs. Ice cream. Treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts. And ice cream. And all free.
Come along, kitty winky.
Scared the crap out of me and does today. I still have goosebumps.
Yeah, definitely very creepy.
That's on the list of the top 10 scariest scenes of all time is that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Watch the video, and I understand now why you would be terrified.
Lisa, scary movie. Stuck with you all these years.
My father thought it was a good idea to take me to the re-release of Psycho, and I still can't take showers without a clear glass.
Oh, my gosh.
See? Did you go to, like, you know, they had cleaned up the film, or did you go to, like, the one with Anne Hesch? Because at that point, Anne Hesch was so popular, I was like, oh, I can kind of distance myself from the actual scariness of the movie.
I know, it was the original one re-released.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thing in theaters.
Wait, yeah. How about the fact that she can't shower unless it's a clear door? That's crazy.
Krista, what is your scary movie that sticks with you through all this time?
Pet Cemetery. That was definitely when the girl was in bed.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I was like, I wanted to die.
So here's the thing.
And I had a cat named Church. Remember the gray cat?
Yes.
I had a cat, Jasmine, and I buried my cat. And then because it was like, I thought it was dead on the road. And then 2 days later, it wasn't my cat I buried.
My sister, Zelda.
I know, she died. Spinal meningitis.
Zelda's choking. And they'll come home and they'll say, I murdered her by choking. They'll say, you hated her, Rachel. And that was true.
And it was somebody else's. Oh, and it was walking around my backyard.
Oh, my
God. And I was like, oh, my God. It was the craziest movie.
This does sound absolutely insane. I will say this. Pet Cemetery. I read the book. The book, far more scary than that movie. But that scene with the spinal meningitis, the sister in the bed.
Yeah, spinal meningitis.
Yes. Scene.
Natalie, what was the movie that terrified you as a kid?
Oh, my God. Poltergeist.
Oh, I mean, Poltergeist is great. It's still great. It stands up. What's the scariest part to you?
The scariest part is when that freaking clown... is under the bed.
Yeah.
The heck out of me. Now as an adult, I get freaked out that I still think something is underneath my bed and I have to look. It's so scary.
Every time I hear people telling these stories of these things, this reminds me why I don't watch scary movies. Like, why do you want that in the back of your head? Something just under your bed at all time. You wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you hear a noise. What do you think it is? It's the clown under the bed.
Did you tell me that you didn't see Poltergeist? Is that what you're saying?
I've never seen it.
Oh,
no, I don't watch these movies. I learned early on that I can't handle it.
Oh my God. If it wasn't for Scary Movie doing the parody of the clown under the bed, that one would still really bother me. But I tell you, when a clown first pops up, it's still scary. The tree scene for me, or the pool scene, those are terrible for Poltergeist.
Yes, and I'm an avid horror lover. I love horror movies, but that one always stuck with me.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.